Petra Hayden, violinist, singer, and daughter of jazz bassist Charlie Hayden, is here today to perform with her her choir, The Sellouts. The choir is necessary because for her latest album, Petra Hayden sings The Who's Sell Out. She did just that. She recreated note for note the classic Who album using just her voice. The obvious question to start with was, how the heck do you do that? I asked her if she wrote it all out.
It's funny because people sometimes ask me if I wrote out the music to do it, but I actually had an 8-track cassette recorder that Mike Watt had given me, and he suggested I record the Who Sellout a cappella because he knew how much I loved to sing a cappella stuff. And he said, I'm going to put the Who Sellout on the 8th track. So you'll have it on your headphones and you just sing over it like that, because I used to do that with my 4-track, was sing over like classical pieces or some, just to try to imitate the instruments, because I don't know how to play guitar, you know, so I would kind of rely on my voice or try to sound like a voice, like, you know, like, okay, that's the guitar part. So, I wasn't sure, or I didn't know I was going to put it out ever. I just did it for fun over the period of 2.5 years or almost 3 years, just getting to it when, you know, I had time or I was bored, not thinking there was a timeline. I just did it really for Mike Watt.
So you had no particular love yourself for the album. It was Mike's.
Yeah, it's one of his favorite records, and he loves The Who, and he would talk about The Who, not all the time, but a lot. And he said, you know, The Who Sellout, you would really like it, because it's really vocal and lots of harmonies, and it's really, like, kind of a playful record. And I kind of was like, okay, well, I'll do it. You know, I wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I just did it just because he asked me to, really, and I wanted to see what it would sound like.
Did it become more interesting as you, I mean, the music on it and the harmonies, particularly in some of the jingles and the shout-outs, are so kind of 60s radio with these weird dissonances and stuff. Did, did it become more interesting as you went along?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would work on a song for like 2 weeks and not even listen to any of the other songs. And that's how I was. I don't know why, but I just didn't feel like listening to the whole record before I did it. I just did it song by song.
So then comes time for the live rendition with these people. Wow. Was it easier doing it yourself or teaching everybody all the parts?
It was easier doing it myself. But, I mean, this has been a really great and fun experience because I've never sung in a choir. I mean, I've sang with my sisters and that. That was, you know, that's definitely good, but I've never been in a choir. Like, in high school, I was never in the choir, and I don't read music that well, so, and you should see the way I conduct. It's like, I look like Jerry Lewis in some movie. Like, but, I mean, it's been really, really fun.
Now, Petra, something has happened since you've recorded this, is that Pete Townsend has heard it.
Yeah.
And he had a pretty strong reaction to it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I just heard from the label, Bar None, they said, oh, you're never going to believe this, but Pete Townsend really likes it, he has it, and said really nice things that...
But he had musical discoveries, which would not be unlike what we're hearing about here, about some things on it. You brought out parts that he seemed to become more proud of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just so nice. I mean, all I was doing was trying to sing all the parts that I was hearing on the record. And there were a couple songs where I decided to add a few of my own little harmonies to it. We call it Petrify It. I'm just kidding. But I'll add just for fun like a weird dissonant harmony to make it sound weirder, you know. And but he said it was the first time he heard a recording of it where all the harmonies were right. And so that felt good.
Well, we should stop talking about it and maybe sing it if we could get the choir gathered around the microphones and hear some of this live.
You're a pussycat, you're where it's at, the one that's in on every plane. Rah, rah. The in sound.
Big L.
Blast! Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy. Hold your crew together with road to sound strings. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. And anything that I don't know about, the little tricks you play. And never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Because I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. And miles. Oh, yeah. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you got the nerve to say
row,
that you still want me. Well, that's how it may be, but you got some trial. Because I'm
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
Bye.
She sang that that she loved the
was the way she felt.
Does she acknowledged the applause?
Triumphant was the way she felt
when she saw her mother crossing the
anything about the Who sell out, you know, the photos and the giant Odorono, and of course that's the song that goes with the picture on the Who's sell out, which was the album that the Who made before they made Tommy, and it's the subject of a wonderful recreation, a vocal recreation by Petra Hayden. And today Petra Hayden and the Sellouts, this amazing choir, are doing it live for us. When did you start singing? I know you and your sisters have worked together, but were you always singing together? Was that part of what went on in your house?
Yeah, ever since we were kids, we would just, you know, on family trips, we'd sing, you know, "You Are My Sunshine, My Only," in three-part harmony, or if just for fun, we would always be singing. And it wasn't till after high school, actually, that we were more musically involved with different bands and projects.
Last time we saw you, you sort of have people love to have you come out and play violin with them on the road, and you've been doing it with the Foo Fighters. But it seemed like when you were here with the Decemberists that you were almost a member of the group in a way, and certainly in their live shows. Was that seemed like a good experience?
With the Decemberists, it was really fun. You mean like I sang more or something?
Well, yeah.
And also like it's kind of like an act or something, like their show that's like a play. And I was really shy when I started singing and playing with them live, because I wasn't, my personality on stage is more like I just want to sing and play and not do any kind of like dance or skit or wear costumes. We wore costumes, which was fun.
But you got a lot more, you sort of were forced to get into it with them, I guess.
They asked me, actually Alicia Rose, who took the Who photos, they're friends of hers, and when I was in Portland recording with Alicia, she introduced me to the Decemberists, and she said, "I think you'll really like this band," and we went to see them play, and I told them that I would like to record on a song, and then like a few months later they asked me to tour with them.
There's some other material you've been playing around with too. What else is could we get some a non-Who song now?
A non-Who song? Yeah.
Because it's interesting with the Who, you have all these parts to pick out. Did you find out other things that had non-vocal parts that you could you could sing?
You mean like a different, not a non-Who song?
Yeah.
What about Look Both, want to do Look Both Ways Before You Cross? Yeah, the Look Both Ways Before You Cross is a song of mine. I have a record called Imaginary Land I did during the That Dog days. And it's all a cappella, mostly all a cappella. And so we're singing it live on this tour, which is so neat to hear because it's just great to have it like sung live, you know, finally. And
well, that'd be great if you could do a version.
Yeah,
of
let's do that.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
God Only Knows from Petra Hayden and the Sellouts, finishing up our session today, a unique session with Petra and the choir, and we thank them very much. The album, which doesn't really feature the choir, but does feature Petra singing all the parts on The Who Sell Out, is available at our World Cafe CD store, which is at our website, worldcafe.npr.org.